Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
But as you follow that direction of work that God has given to you, I'm not necessarily talking about the work that is according to your education. Because many times that is our being. That is the thing that puts us down. We think we have this certificate. We think we have that certificate. We think that we have gone to school. And so the things that God is telling you, not with your eyes open as you look at your certificate, but as you look inside, that thing that God has put inside of you, as you open your the eyes of your spirit to it, so to speak, and you follow it, you will see that that is how God has designed to provide for you. I came to speak to people who are always grumbling and saying that the take-home pay doesn't take us home. I came to tell you that begin to close your eyes,
yes,
and look inside at the gifts God has given you, at the talent God has given you, at the direction God is giving you, not as the world, not as the professor said. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The rest that Jesus gave doesn't mean inactivity. It is having directed activity. Inspired activity. God will provide for you. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Don't move out of the nest. Don't go into your own labor. Don't go into the labor of the world. Don't go into what the world has structured for us from A to this and all that. Go God's direction. I said go God's direction. There is no child of God who will not be provided for. Whether you went to school or not, whether you have doctorate degree or not, once you belong to the ark and you are in the ark, stay in the nest. I said stay in the nest. Stay in the nest. There are many things that you'll be tempted to do. And people will say, logically, you have to do this. I came to encourage you for you to have peace in your mind, in your will, and in your emotions. Your job cannot give you. When you obey that directed activity, you may not have all the money in the world, but you have something that the world cannot have. It is a peace that passes understanding. In other words, that is not logical. It doesn't follow human argument. It is a peace that the world cannot understand. Stay in the nest. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Says that Noah was to pitch the ark in such a way that no water will come out, or air will come out, or even go in.
na osi adaka ni de enframa ana insubiarempo obako adaka ni mana obefime po yi.
Because ladies and gentlemen, when you are in Jesus,
say eti hene razi Jesus ma,
he wants us to discard the systems of the world.
Opede ye tu biazi mu sise na ye tu.
Because he has his own order in the ark.
Na owo nara ni sise wo adaka ni mu.
In the ark order, there were lions, there were bears, there were sheep, there were animals all around, but can you imagine they were not chewing each other? Even animals, they align to the kingdom order. Where the lion and the lamb will feed together and they will eat grass. Up till now, scientists cannot understand how every creature can be in the ark and they didn't consume themselves.
Na abosim ehwehwe kra oyehwon won wade sebo na aponchine ba what's na adaka krum na obiara anchine nyankwa.
For 12 months they were in the ark.
What's na busum debien?
None of them chewed each other.
Ebiara nyuwa ochine nyankwa.
Because there is an order in Jesus.
Na ehsehebi wo Jesus.
There is an arrangement in Jesus.
Jesus aya ehsehebi amo.
That if you think that your strength is a lion,
yeah,
and you think I am a lamb, please don't chew me up. Please don't chew my works. Please don't destroy my efforts. Please don't stamp on me to get up. Allow everybody to be. And God, who is the judge, will make sure everybody gets his due. Everybody will get his due. Your due may not be like my due. My due may not be like your due. But everybody will be satisfied. And everybody will be at peace and rest in the church. In the Christian life, if we are living the kingdom life, we don't have to devour one another. We don't have to get up as lions and roar and say, yes, I am the lion, the king of the jungle. This is not the jungle. He said to Noah, pitch it. Make sure the world system doesn't come in. We are learning of Jesus. One time he stood and he said that the prince of this world is coming, but he has nothing in me. He has nothing in me. I am totally insulated. I live by kingdom peace. If we are in Jesus, we are in the ark. Ladies and gentlemen, can you imagine that all of when the rain started to come, the earth is three-fourth water and it's wonderful. And then the clouds release water from underground, and the three-fourth water, they all came together and lifted the ark, and the ark was being tossed to and fro. It goes up and it comes down. All of the beatings, ladies and gentlemen, whether there were lightning, all the lightning, all the thunder, it was hitting the ark. It was hitting Jesus. Those of us in Jesus, we were at total rest.
Yes. Now, abra adakan wo ye bi wo kwesem no na insusa se de oreba ebia na eso okikem ajiram ka ho bibia na orkodu biara no insunu obo adakan na wato na akobebi na ozina akosu ozina bafom na wo eyinmu inara no na asumdwe mapa wo adaka ne mu osanda nsu ewiaze mo sese no ehwa na obo wiaze nde obi se wabo wasom adaka na asombo ni ho enti se ewo Jesus ma ma wakoma ontowiem na mema wanyi imber obi na enkede awo ma eyi wono ode meje ana ese ode meje obi ni kun meje obi ne ye ansa na menya ma mehwehwe da me nzema nyara no omo asumdwe sene dem na osu wiaze ne sadaka ne ma dem nzema na nyameze wocha fa papa ofata na osawo no
osawo. Hallelujah,
amen.
All of the beaches, Jesus received it for us. The Elijah's bark, 40 minus 1. They put a crown of thorns on his head. And he was bleeding all over. He did it all for us. So that we will have rest. I imagine that Noah and his family, 8 of them in the ark, whilst the ark is going like that, I'm sure that because of experience, they were not experienced, maybe they will go like that, and maybe a lady might fall. Troubled waters in the world. Tossing the ark up and down. Jesus said, in the world you will have tribulation. But be of good cheer. Because you are in me. And I have overcome the world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I believe that one of them may have fallen. If you like, go into a ship and get into troubled waters and you have not experienced it before, you will see that you will fall. I believe all of them fail. One day of the 12 months. But ladies and gentlemen, they didn't fall into the water. You didn't get me.
Yeah.
When you are in Jesus and you fall, listen carefully. For peace in your emotions.
You don't
fall into the troubles waters outside the ark. You fall in the ark. That you have rest for your mind. Because some of you, the devil is always troubling you. Because you failed yesterday. When I mean you failed, you sinned yesterday. It means that you are falling into the hands of the devil. No, you haven't fallen into the hands of the devil. The devil is outside the ark. You are still in the ark. The Bible says the mighty God is your refuge. And underneath you are the everlasting arms. It is not a temporary hand. It is an everlasting hand. Everlasting means that the hand was there yesterday, today, and forever. If you are born again, you are a believer, you are in Jesus Christ. When you fall, you don't fall into the hands of the devil. Don't expect punishment. Expect unfailing grace. Because he is full of grace himself. And he is full of truth or reality. When you are in grace, you always enjoy grace. A time will come that the Bible says that he will even, this grace, we haven't even enjoyed the grace, much more abundance of the grace, And then when he comes again, the Bible says that to show unto us the exceeding riches of his grace towards us who believe. You don't know anything about Jesus yet. Because if you did, if you learned of him that he is that ark, you will find rest for your soul.
Yes. Now, sir, enim Jesus, enim ni papa, o sande, wo wadwunu mu no mehu na inde o adom na adom a wahyehye ama hen no onye adom small oye adom a obor nipa na dwen na ne ntase nyinarado na ose ne ahunya a obo ne mu no mpo no onde na zi ye hu ne fampo na oya wadwun de o adom na no okutekitaw adom na okutaw no oye ne trotro ba oye small ma obaba na wabeda na zi ma ye hu no oye akesa kese enti ma wadwun na wosunsun wo bibiara onto nkode adaka na egom no wahiazi na bibiara ehwehwe biara no nyame wa ma we budu dada ozamo.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and his kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
I should fast forward now. He said to the people in the ark of Noah, do you know God gave the directions to Noah that he should set the window above? The window of the ark is not like this church room. You don't see the suffering and the groaning, all those things outside. If you want to see light, you have to lift up your head and look at the roof of the ark. And do you know what you will see? You will see heaven. I said you will see heaven. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you keep fixing your eyes on all the troubles and the corruption in our environment and in our society, ladies and gentlemen, even your prayers will change. You will see. You will start praying reactionary prayers. Do you know reactionary prayers? When the devil starts something in the economy, hey, let's pray. And you see, they say, everybody stand up. I don't understand that thing. If you react like that, you are not in charge. You are not living the kingdom life yet. Then you are actually controlled by the devil, who is bringing all those corrupt things around. Lift up your eyes. I came to encourage all those in the ark. And look at the heavenly kingdom. And let the kingdom affect your prayer. Because some of the prayers that we pray, they don't pray them in the heavenly kingdom. I'm telling you, some of those anxiety prayers, you think Jesus too is having anxiety? And you say, Erade, Mama Tana, Erade, interview time now, sign, interview time now, sign, interview time. You think that's how Jesus is praying for you? You want him to join your anxiety prayer because you are looking all around through the window? You are not looking at the window that God said, I have set it in the roof of the ark.
Yeah. Now, ma, ebo won pe de biazi na eke de interview time aso. Enti ekwa ewraze interview ma obi a owo ho biara no metetire na koma, metetire na dwen, obi a wo me favor. Na me ozamo dede o. Na eti wo bra no ebo ne dem a, onye dem ne na me hwehwede ebo bo hen bra. or ye dear Emma and the money will send a hono, Namisi Pira Amo, and Tisa Oya was no one sat better on Sunday, or yet operate now, get up a bayano, not to the Yame or Betsy Wafa.
In the
Ombodaman Pen.
In the ark, we are in a kingdom arrangement.
Now, what are the kind of human and she say,
in the kingdom arrangement, you are a king, you are in charge, you are not a puppet.
Now, what? Adakanimu and Ahimanimu Siseno, a ye or him bearing you are up and over there, Madame Mukotzi, what upon
you look at what is happening in the heavenly kingdom, and you bring the world down as it is in heaven.
Not as in Yamene Penma, what was so not as Abbas Asido.
I have to be ending now.
Why, dear Missy, be very baby.
He said to Noah,
now, okay, so Noah there,
make 3 stories in the ark. The ark was not like this church room, which is a one-story church room. It had 3 levels. It was a story building with 3 floors. He said a lower floor, it's all in your Bible, a second floor, and a third floor. Ladies and gentlemen, when you are in Jesus, he does not care only about one level of your life. He doesn't care only about your spiritual life. He knows that these people that I have saved, these people who are in me, they have a body. They will need clothes. They will need clothes. They will need a car. They will need a house. They will need something for their body. They will need nice soap to bath. I went to bath a soap somewhere. I said,
Hey,
we suffer in Africa. You see the soap, what it does for your body. Mm. By the time you come out, it's like, I don't know. You feel so good, so massaged. I don't know what kind of thing. Ladies and gentlemen, it is just soothing. Whether it's for your nose, for your eyes, for everything. You see the ladder. You see the scent.
Semina papa o baby. Na semina no ezibara nara ochochon. Semina no oma wala no baby oba febiara wa unhunem jenmu no. Ehun de yes. Semina wo baby. Onye de Ghana don't touch me. Ale te semina oka wenya. Ebe nya in super ketikoy. Aseda hofu mo ako. Na eyi baby oba kebiara no. Oma eho otodo boko.
Some people are bathing that soap every day.
Na ebinum will grass semina oma wonam otodo wanan catism point na oma enya wakumobu ye.
It is not angels who are bathing that soap.
Onye abofun the world god them semina no.
Human beings, flesh and blood like you.
Oh yeah, new parts there, I mean I wanna work grass semina papa.
Every day.
De biara.
Oh yes, I went to an everyday shop, I got that soap. I said, hey!
Na moko baby a water as moko and semina me se kebi.
Ladies and gentlemen, God intentionally said, because the humans have made a spirit soul body, in Christ Jesus, he says that let's make a 3-story. That we can take care of them completely. I came to tell somebody, maybe today you don't have it, but as long as you learn of Jesus, that in him he takes care of my body. Ladies and gentlemen, there is peace already in your heart. And he is going to provide for you. This will give you peace in your mind. Peace in your desires. Your desire will not fall from having a good life to having anything goes. It doesn't matter, Pastor. It doesn't matter. This world is difficult. So let's take it like that. No, you will not oscillate like that. He is looking for a resolute people who are saying that, Lord, supply my needs, not according to the economy of Africa, not according to my economy in Ghana, but let it be a kingdom prosperity according to your riches in the heavenly kingdom. Let us end it this way. We can see everything. But look at Genesis chapter 7, verse 16. This is how I want to end. Learning of Jesus. So that we have peace in our souls. So that we have rest in our souls. The Bible says in Genesis 7, 16. So those that entered, male and female of all flesh, went in as God had commanded him, and the Lord shut him in. I love that little bit of it. It says that it isn't a human being who went to shut the door. Noah didn't say, has everybody entered? He didn't do roll call and say, has everybody entered? I'm going to shut the door. I'm going to shut the door. Hey, Shem, are you there? Snake, are you there? Tiger, are you there? I'm shutting the door. The Bible says that so they all entered. And God said, Noah, stand aside. The security that you have in Jesus, God is the one who is in charge. It's not a human being. It's not a pastor, although he may be anointed. God said, Pastor, stand aside. Noah, you're obedient. I know you're anointed. Your name is peace. Stand aside. This door, I will close it myself. God said, I need to protect my people. I need to preserve my people. They are in the ark. They are in this world. But there is no way the devil is going to get at them. I'm going to shut the door. And when I shut the door, no man. They may not like your ministry. They may not like your life. They may not have your vision. But no man. No man. No demon.
Yeah.
No demon. No witch from your village.
Yeah.
Can't touch your life.
Yeah.
Can't touch your body. Because you're the third part of you. You are in the ark.
Yeah.
They can't touch your body. Nobody dare touch Jesus.
Yes.
Because his time was not yet.
Yeah.
He will pass through them. Because his time was not yet. God says, I want you to learn of me. So that in this world, you will have peace when you are traveling. You won't have your mind full of accident when you are traveling. You won't, a mind full of accident can never be creative, can never think about evangelism, can never think about evangelism properly.
Yes.
Your message will be full of fear. Jesus didn't say repent, because accident can come on this journey. You hear it in the vehicles.
Yeah.
He said repent because good things are coming. Do you know where he wants your mind to be?
Yeah.
It's not on the negative situations. It is on looking to heaven. Tell them my determination. Tell them the good things I have for them. Tell them my grace is sufficient for them. Don't tell them they will die and vibrate your voice. Pastor, are you saying that if you tell them hell is real, they will die? We are not preaching the gospel. You are preaching the gospel. But you are creating a certain type of believer. We call him a religious believer.
Yeah.
The person is always afraid of the devil because his seeding, his betting is wrong.
Yeah.
Jesus, the first message, so to speak, he said, Matthew 4:17 says, change your mind. Not because you can go to hell. It says, because heaven, wonderful things, blessings is coming.
Amen. Now, also, Jesus, obeya or canasem, or can I there? Sesawagin, na ahimano, was the name in the pain narano, was a bro. Osande, and Zama, a papa, a pomuzin, a quatensin, bibiara, wo ahimanimu, on yet the Mabiasimo, on it in a Yakupon catcher, Noah, that Noah, Jinanchen, Ame, Matu Abunumu, Osande, sir, Wufye, Webusafo, and I want Uncle why I want to obey Bibi Etiawa. Onara a razet no obonhoban, and tis honor to Abunu Mamawa, Obiara into Mukunzio, on it in a one Makwani de, Obeshi se Adakan, why ye Adan Abusana Otia Ebasa, Amaza Ebiaran Esema, Otamo, na Enkade, Amese, Mohon Yefe, and I am my papa Yesikeni, and to the Mazi, Yame, eh, on to me, Yamam, or the Muhobi, Yame catching no white Jinanchen, Maramato Abunumu, Nanyameto Abunumu, Bibiara. Piano was a mahon and onunti that Jesus kade mema wakuma into Jimizi Osande Edankra in Zama washish in Narano Osi Obama Ahumje Papa. Eti Bra Jesus na in the pain narano on for more.
He is the only one who can give you peace.
Na oye nipa onu kotse na obotum wamo asumbi.
It's not a fresh car.
Onye de a car a handful for him.
It's not a Jewish pilot.
Onye de one more Jew fun one Erimsena, what the bako drone naze.
It's not a perfect husband and wife.
Onye de ebenya yer papa ana ikunva papa.
Learn of him.
Osusian.
And receive his peace.
Na wonsan kana sumbi.
His kingdom peace.
Ne ahimani mu
asumbi. In Jesus name.
What Jesus in his name.
Shalom.
Amen.
Shalom.
Asumbi nkam.
Shalom. Thank you, Jesus. You came from
heaven. I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.